Program Director and Chairperson, His Majesty King Letse III of the Kingdom of Lesotho, the Queen Mother Leticia of Spain, Your Excellencies, FAO DG, WHO DG, Ministers of Health and Agriculture from different countries, UN agencies, distinguished delegates from countries and various organizations, ladies and gentlemen, I bring warm greetings from His Majesty, the King, the Queen Mother, and the people of Swaziland. It is my great pleasure and honor to be part of this important event, the second International Conference on Nutrition, and to present the status of food and nutrition security in the Kingdom of Swaziland in order to meet international standards. Program Director, ladies and gentlemen, the Kingdom of Swaziland has embraced the plan of action that came out from the first international conference that was held in 1992. In this regard, the country adopted the plan and customized it to its own context, having acknowledged the fact that we faced the burden of malnutrition and food insecurity. The main issues that were pertinent in the country were stunting, micronutrient deficiencies, low exclusive breastfeeding rates, food insecurity, and low immunization rates. In this regards, the country is delighted to share with this meeting the progress and the success that has been achieved with regards to the above issues. The country has developed policies and strategies to guide the food and nutrition security interventions by different stakeholders. Such policies include the Comprehensive Agricultural Sector Policy, the Poverty Reduction Strategy, the Food and Nutrition Policy and Action Plan, the Irrigation Policy and Livestock Development Policy, to mention a few. Emanating from the Nutrition Plan of Action developed in 1992, the country has managed to establish a Nutrition Council, which is responsible for advocacy, coordination, and strategic guidance on nutrition issues. This is a collaborative and joint effort of the Minister of Health and the Minister of Agriculture and Civil Society. The government has also prioritized agriculture and health amongst other sectors in the national budget allocation. To promote food and nutrition security, the Minister of Agriculture has embarked on a number of programs that are aimed at improving productivity, diversification, and commercialization. These include intensification of irrigation development, the input subsidy program of seed and fertilizer mainly, and promoting climate smart agriculture. Children between 6 to 59 months are also given vitamin A supplements to prevent vitamin A deficiencies, and this is done with the assistance from partners from both the NGOs and UN agencies. Other interventions aimed at prevention of micronutrient deficiencies include food fortification and the promotion of household backyard gardens. The country has made progress on promoting exclusive breastfeeding in infants from 0 to 6 months, and the exclusive breastfeeding rate now stands at 44%, an increase from 32% in 2006. The country has also met international standards with regards to wasting and underweight, which is at 1% and 6% respectively. Neighborhood care points have been developed where children from disadvantaged families are also fed. Having mentioned the above achievements, the country is still facing challenges towards reaching international standards. Some of these include stunting levels, which are still above 30%. Though some improvements have been made on increasing exclusive breastfeeding, Swaziland still stands at 44%, which is still far below the 80% as targeted by WHA. Non-communicable diseases burden is also on the increase. The country has not been able to produce enough of its staple food, which is maize, to meet its national consumption. May I now take this opportunity to thank the organizers and facilitators for ensuring the success of such a high-level global food and nutrition forum. Swaziland is also committed to working towards the reduction of food and nutrition insecurity and to improve the health and nutrition status of Swazi population. Swaziland underscores and appreciates the unprecedented support it receives from international agencies like UNICEF, WHO, WFP, FAO, EU, IFA, to mention a few. The country still welcomes such support. May I also take this opportunity to thank FAO, WHO, and the government of Italy for the warm hospitality of my delegation since our arrival. The Kingdom of Swaziland fully supports the Rome Declaration on Nutrition and its framework for action and calls upon UN agencies for support in the quest to meet nutritional challenges. Program Director, ladies and gentlemen, I wish you all a very successful conference and fruitful deliberations. I thank you all. Siyabonga kakhulu.